You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin is one of the top 10 states with the most workers in meatpacking and processing. The rules could be changing, Savannah Tomei-Olsen reports.
The Trump administration is now changing safety rules for those employees, and experts say it could put them at higher risk of getting hurt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is overhauling regulatory protections to permit faster processing lines for pork and poultry companies. It says the goal is to allow these plants to set their own speeds, and that research has confirmed no direct link between processing speeds and workplace injuries. But labor advocates say that's not true, citing the USDA's own data from January. Georgetown University's Debbie Berkowitz is a former OSHA official who studies how processing speeds impact safety. She gives this example from USDA data showing what happens when processing goes faster.
In poultry plants, 82% of workers were at increased risk of musculoskeletal disorders.
Berkowitz says it's hard for workers to speak up when conditions aren't safe.
There's a real fear of speaking out and speaking up to companies when things are unsafe. And the meat industry is disproportionately made up of refugees and workers of color.
Wisconsin has more than 500 meat plants statewide.
Meanwhile, the CDC says a salmonella outbreak came from backyard poultry. At least 7 people in 6 states got sick in February and March. That includes at least 1 person in Wisconsin. Scientists at the CDC found those 7 people all had the same strain of salmonella, and they were all able to trace it to people's backyard flocks. They say many more people likely got sick and they just didn't need medical treatment, and they probably never even knew that they had salmonella. Officials from the CDC are now investigating. Wisconsin is once again the top cranberry producer for the 30th straight year in a row. Last year's yield from the state was well over 6 million barrels, which supplied over 60% of the nation's needs. And these berries are grown on more than 25,000 acres, spanning through 19 counties, with more than 250 licensed growers. And the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association says they take pride in being stewards of this land and this legacy.
And you know, we'd go into the classrooms and we teach about time for cranberries, because in Wisconsin, a lot of our children and a lot of adults really haven't eaten fresh cranberries. And so, you know, it's all about teaching and learning and our cultural history. And what a better way to do it than through taste and touch.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Cranberries support nearly 4,000 jobs and contribute to nearly $1 billion annually to the state's economy. Wood County led the state's cranberry production last year with over 1.8 million barrels, which is roughly 30% of the state's total output. Monroe County wasn't far behind with 1.09 million barrels at almost 18%. Juneau and Jackson counties put out percentages in the mid-teens, and Vilas County rounded out the top 5 at about 5%. And the 2025 growing season starts right now, while harvesting takes place in the fall from September through early November.
Most of the cranberries are made into cranberry juices and craisins, but we have an abundance of fresh cranberries.
And can you believe that only 5% of the crop is sold fresh? And that's usually during the holiday season. The Trump administration is terminating a grant program that helped put more mental health workers in Wisconsin schools. Savannah Tomei-Olsen explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was informed last week that the U.S. Department of Education is terminating the Biden-era school-based mental health professionals grant. The program provided $1 billion in federal grants to 22 states. Across the country, districts have been using that money to hire mental health professionals, including counselors and social workers. Wisconsin got a grant for $10 million. According to the DPI, they had already received $2.2 million of that, but the remaining about $8 million over 4 years will now be canceled. Data from the latest Youth Risk Behavior Survey shows Wisconsin students are in crisis. One in five reported engaging in self-harm, and three out of five said they've experienced a mental health challenge over the last year.
And an attorney that just announced he's running for the area's State Court of Appeals seat has the backing of a couple of Supreme Court justices. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Attorney Anthony Lococo has launched his campaign for Wisconsin's Court of Appeals District 2. He's backed with endorsements from State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler and Justice Rebecca Bradley. In his announcement, Lococo is described as a constitutional law expert. The District 2 seat covers 12 southeastern counties, including Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha, where judges serve six-year terms. The nonpartisan election for the court, which reviews circuit court decisions, will be held in 2026.
And Wisconsin conservation groups are expressing concerns over a proposed change by the Trump administration to the definition of harm under the Endangered Species Act. The change would take habitat destruction off the list. Wisconsin has a new person atop the list of the wealthiest residents in the state. If you don't know his stores, you at least know the jingle. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
Wisconsin has a new person atop the leaderboard of richest people living in the state. For several years, the top spot has been held by John Menard Jr. According to Forbes, Menard, who owns the home improvement chain bearing his name, has a $21.7 billion net worth, which is now second highest in the state. Diane Hendricks of Beloit now holds the distinction of being Wisconsin's wealthiest resident at $21.9 billion. Hendricks, who co-founded ABC Supply, was born and raised in West Central Wisconsin.
Also near the top of the list of the wealthiest residents every year is Judy Faulkner, the founder and CEO of Epic Systems in Verona. She was named the third richest self-made woman in the country. Three out of every four Americans have their medical records stored in that Epic system. And energy officials are warning that the tariffs levied by the Trump administration may make it too expensive for companies to continue pursuing solar energy projects. A vast majority of solar manufacturing equipment originates from China, which faces a 145% tariff. A WPR report says a Public Service Commission spokesperson says the increased prices for materials could lead developers to decide their projects are economically unfeasible. And a number of large-scale solar energy projects are currently in development in western Wisconsin. And spring is the most critical fire season in the state. And so far this year, we've had 658 wildfires that have burned over 2,220 acres of land. And Ashland just burned 23 acres, closing down Highway 2. And the elevated fire danger remains in place until we get more significant rain. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's down! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up four early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, look at their names in their lineup, they're very very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit, he's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 65 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 34. Tomorrow, sunshine, 64 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.